To have all of you with us this morning. If you are back in the family room, talking, having fellowship with some others, or just drinking some coffee, we encourage you to come on in and join us as we worship God together.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above the heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
Would you please stand for our call to worship? From Psalm chapter 19, verses 1 through 6, the heavens declare the glory of God, and the sky above proclaims His handiwork. Day to day pours out speech, and night to night reveals knowledge. There is no speech, nor are there words, whose voice is not heard. Their voice goes out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them, He has set a tent for the sun, which comes out like a bridegroom leaving his chamber, and like a strong man runs its course with joy. Its rising is from the end of the heavens, and its circuit to the end of them, and there is nothing hidden from its heat.
From the cross uplifted high, where the Savior deigns to die, what melodious sounds we hear, bursting on the ravished ear, love's redeeming work is done. Let the throne lie beneath thy burdens grow. On my pierced body lay, just the souls a ransom paid. Bow the knee and kiss the
festival. Spread for thee the festival.
See the rich
richest bounty store.
See the richest bounty store.
To the Father's bosom press.
To the Father's bosom press.
Yet again a child confess.
Yet again a child confess.
Delivered from his house to
Shall end. Lord, come, your Savior friend. Savior spirit to convey to the realms of endless day, up to my eternal home. Come and welcome, Savior.
Please pray with me. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this place that we can come together and worship you together. Lord, we thank you for all the many things that you have done for us. You love us, and you demonstrated your love for us by sending your Son, Jesus Christ, to the earth to live a sinless life, to die on the cross, and to cleanse us from our sins and to make us whole before you. And Lord, that is why we are here this morning. Lord, at this time, there are many things that keep us from realizing and recognizing all that you have done. And now is the time that we lay these things before you. So these things can be just struggles that we are facing, lack of faith that we have, that you have us in your care. It could be unconfessed sin that we need to confess before you. And Lord, so we just offer these things to you right now in silent prayer for a moment. Lord, we thank you for the gift of forgiveness of sins and the promise that you will, in your timing, one day make things right. Lord, that is the hope that we have. And I just pray that as we gather here this morning, help us to learn more truths about that, more about your love for us, and help us to celebrate together and worship as one body. In Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Love of Jesus. Our second scripture reading comes from Ephesians 1, 15 through 23. For this reason, because I have heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love toward all the saints, I do not cease to give thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation and knowledge of him, having the eyes of your hearts enlightened, that you may know what is the hope to which he has called you, what are the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints, and what is the immeasurable greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his great might that he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at the right hand of in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And he put all things under his feet and gave him as head over all things to the church, which is his body and the fullness of him who fills all in all.
Vision, O Lord of my heart, not be all else to me save that thou art. Thou my best thought, by day or by night, waking or sleeping, thy presence my light. Yo sé mi alma sé tú mi visión, nada te aparte de mi corazón. De noche y día pienso en ti, tu compañía es luz para mí.
Riches I
need not, nor man's empty praise. Thou mine inheritance now and always. Thou and thou only first in my heart. High King of heaven, my treasure thou art.
Sabiduría
sé tu bendición, quiero a tu lado mi senda correr. Como tu hijo, tenme, Señor, siempre morando en un mismo amor.
King of heaven, glory one, may I reach heaven, joy, O bright heaven sun. Heart of my own heart, whatever befall, still be my vision, O ruler of all.
Oremos. Gracias, Señor, porque tú eres grande, Señor. Te alabamos y te glorificamos por lo que has hecho en nuestras vidas. Te pedimos que en esta hora uses al Pastor Tom para que traiga tu palabra, Señor, a nuestras vidas. Abre nuestras mentes y nuestros corazones y llénanos de ti, Señor. Gracias por la bendición que tenemos de ser llamados tus hijos. En el nombre de Jesús. Amén.
Buenos días. Buenos días. Buenos días y bienvenido a Hope Church. Es bueno verte, right? Did I get that right? Is that good? It's good to see you. It's good to closely see you. Yeah, it's good to see you. Mi nombre, Darden Kaler. I'm one of the pastors here at Hope Church, and I do not speak Spanish. So I apologize to all of those who do. I'm just trying to learn, and you guys get to be my guinea pigs. So I'm here this morning to tell you just a little bit about what's going on at Hope Church throughout the week, because the life of the believer is not just about what we do on Sunday morning, but it's about what we do throughout the week, each and every week, 365 days of the year. So we've got activities that are going on, and we want you to all know about those so you can participate in those. First and foremost is, if you are visiting with us or if you have a prayer request, there's this nifty little card in your bulletin. We'd love to have you fill it out and drop it in the box there at the back so that we can have a record of you being here, or so that we can be praying for you if you've got a request that needs our attention. Also, we've got some other things going on. We've got a women's book study going on Mondays at 6:30 here at the Hope Church. If you have questions about that, you can see Pebby, who is raising her arms in the air like she just don't care right now, and You can find her and ask her. Yeah. I mean, everybody, generally speaking, everybody knows you. I mean, there's visitors. It's always good to have people that don't know you, so that's good. Also, we got our Blueprint mission trip is coming up, and Lois did a really great announcement last week, and so go back and watch the video, and you can see what she, no, I'm kidding, you shouldn't do that. There are lots of needs going on, particularly, are still needs in the kitchen?
Yes.
They have needs in the kitchen, and one of the great things about participating, even if you can't be there all day and you just want to help out in some way, the great thing about participating in the kitchen is that when the kids are coming in from a day working on houses, they can see people that they know and smile and be like, oh, this was a hard day, but look, there's a friendly face. And so be a friendly face, sign up to work in the kitchen or in a number of other ways. You can talk with Tom, you can talk with Christy, you can talk with Lois about that, and they have answers for you there. Also, we are looking for volunteers for our presbytery meeting. So our presbytery meeting is coming up in the fall, and that's a meeting that takes place just a region of our churches that get together. And this fall, they're getting together here at Hope Church. And so we are looking for people to help out with that. It's a Friday night, Saturday morning kind of thing. It doesn't take a huge amount of time, but you know, it is a commitment. So if you are interested in finding out more about that, you can see me or Tom or Lois. If you're interested in volunteering, you can see me or Tom or Lois. And I think I'll stop there because I think I probably missed something. But
it's all right. Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to Hope. I'm Pastor Tom. It's good to have you with us as we worship God together today. Izzy. Good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing pretty well. Doing pretty well. What's the shirt you have on?
So this is my mom's senior shirt from high school. When we went out, when we were at St. Louis visiting my grandma, she was going through some of her old clothes, and I made fun of her for it because some of them were pretty crazy. But I saw this one, and I really liked it, so I decided to take it.
Yeah, your mom kind of grew up in the 90s, and that's not the best fashion era in American history. So, but you picked a good one.
Yeah.
That's pretty classic, yeah. All right. How you feeling?
Good.
Okay. Do you ever feel like just talking to the important people in the room?
Always.
Yes. So, why don't we do that? Why don't we invite, excuse me. Why don't we invite just the important people to come forward at this time? Does that sound good?
Yeah.
If you are in fifth grade or younger, we invite you forward for our children's chat at this time. Come on down. Good morning, Carolina. How are you? There should be other people joining you at any moment. Isla. Anyone. How you doing? There will be other kids back there when you go back there, I promise. And the teachers are really nice, so even if you're the only one, it'll be great. We usually just kind of sit down. You want to do that? Okay, that'll work. I'm sitting down here. All right. Good morning. So, have you ever heard of the Lord's Prayer? No? Okay. Izzy is going to lead us in the Lord's Prayer. If I did it right, the words will be on the screen behind me. Okay? And then we're just going to all go through it together. But you're going to start us off?
Yes, I will.
All right, here we go.
Okay. Pray then like this. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Amen. All right, now I'm going to try it in Spanish. You ready? All right. Padre nuestro que estás en los cielos, santificado sea tu nombre. Venga tu reino, hágase tu voluntad. Así en la tierra como en el cielo. Danos hoy el pan nuestro de cada día. Y perdónanos nuestras deudas, como también nosotros hemos perdonado a nuestros deudadores. Y no nos metas en tentación, mas líbranos del mal, porque tuyo es el reino y el poder y la gloria para siempre jamás. Amén. How'd I do? All right. Thank you. I appreciate that. So, Izzy, you have some questions for us.
Yes, I do have some questions for y'all. So I want to ask y'all, have y'all ever prayed? Yeah? Okay, what have y'all prayed about?
When you pray, what do you pray about? Can you think of something you've prayed for? Anything? Do you pray when you eat? Yeah? What do you pray for? It's especially important that you pray when you eat if your dad did the cooking. You really need to pray for that, right? Because he might have messed it up. So you're just praying for protection. Like, God, don't let this food make me sick, right? Okay. We ask God to bless our food. You ever done that? Okay. What else do we pray for? Anything? Anything? Anything you've ever prayed for? Alan David, dígame algo que para has orado. Cualquier cosa. Para que has orado. Nada. ¿Oras por tu comida? Ok. ¿Qué más? Si tu abuela está enferma, ¿qué haces? ¿Oras por ella? Yeah. If somebody's sick, would you pray for them? Yeah. What do you pray for? Did they feel better? Tough crowd today. Okay. I think we should keep going.
Yeah.
What else you got?
I don't have any more questions, I don't think.
Okay. So in the Lord's Prayer, it tells us, Jesus tells us to pray for God's kingdom to come. What does that mean? What is God's kingdom? What is a kingdom? What is a king?
The ruler.
The ruler. Good job. All right. I'm going to give you a gold star for that one.
No.
Yeah, she actually answered a question. Turn your hand over the other way. There you go. All right. Thank you. So a king is a ruler, or a queen could be the ruler, right? Way better. Yes. And the ruler has authority over a kingdom. That's the place where their authority exists. And where is God's kingdom?
In heaven.
In heaven. And where else does he want his kingdom to grow?
Here.
Here. Your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. Yeah, he wants his kingdom. You want a gold star for that? I'll give you a gold star for that. All right. we figured out how to motivate. There you go.
Yeah.
How to motivate answers.
Yeah.
All right. I like this. Okay. So his kingdom is where he rules, and he rules in heaven. And where does he live on earth?
In the heart.
In our hearts. Very good. Boom. All right. So God wants his kingdom to come to earth, and it comes into our hearts where his love is supposed to flow out from us into the world and grow his kingdom. So that, and when we love others, there's more love in the world. How does that sound? That would be great. If there's one thing this world needs, it's more love. Si hay una cosa que este mundo necesita, es más amor. El amor de Dios, ¿no? Okay, con razón. All right. I think that's the message for today, that God wants his kingdom to come. It comes into our hearts where we find his love, and he wants his love to flow out through us into the world, make the world more loving. Can you do that?
Yeah.
All right. And when you blow it, what happens? Yes, that we'll go that route. I like that. It spreads. Okay. You want to close us in prayer?
Sure.
All right.
Okay. Dear God, we pray over all the kids and hope that they have a good time back in the children's chat. And we especially pray over all the teachers who have to deal with these little kids who can also be wild sometimes. thank you today for letting me talk with the children and do this sermon. In Jesus' name we pray, Lord. Amen.
Amen. All right. Y'all have fun and hope for kids. You're going to have to help me up. I meant that. Thank you. You want a water?
Thank you.
All right. Very good. How you feeling?
Good.
All right. Well, I believe that at some point you have prepared a prayer to open us up this morning.
Yeah.
And it's based on the Lord's Prayer. That's the structure you use to build your prayer. Because when Jesus gave us the Lord's Prayer, he said, only pray these words, these exact words. Is that what he said?
No?
I thought that's what he said. What'd he say?
He said to use his prayer as a guidance for your prayers.
Okay. So you're going to use the Lord, you've used the Lord's Prayer as a model to kind of use the structure of the Lord's Prayer to build a prayer to open us with today. You ready?
Ready.
All right. Let's hear it.
God, we praise you for your perfection. Lord, help us to want what you want, to reflect your love, your peace, and your faithfulness to others. Will you bring your peace to my heart and to the other hearts in this room? We thank you for the forgiveness we were given when Jesus died for us on the cross, and we ask that you help us to remember his forgiveness for us and give that same forgiveness to others. Lord, protect us from all the evil in the world, and please protect the troops and our sister church in Cuba. In your son's holy and precious name we pray, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Well done.
Thank you.
That was a good prayer. So we are in the midst of our summer youth sermon series. Each Sunday during this series, a member of our youth group comes up with me, and we have done a little bit of preparation for this. Is that fair to say?
Yeah.
Yes. And the topic this summer is pray. And we are using the Lord's Prayer as kind of our launching pad for understanding more how to pray. And we gave each youth the opportunity to kind of pick up on one line in the Lord's Prayer and build a message around that line for the sake of better understanding each aspect of the Lord's Prayer. You decided to land on
God's kingdom.
God's kingdom, your kingdom come. And before we get into the body of the message, let's get to know Izzy a little bit, because Izzy's kind of awesome. I'm just going to tell you, she's wonderful. Tell us about yourself. How old are you? What grade are you in? What school do you go to? What do you do for fun? That kind of stuff.
Well, I am 13. I go to Piper Ranch Middle School.
Okay.
For fun, I like to play soccer and hang out with my friends. My favorite movie, I would say they'd have to be White Chicks. I love that movie. I've watched it about six times.
I've not seen it.
It's my favorite movie, Mom.
I didn't know. You didn't either. Okay.
You should go watch it. I love that movie.
Maybe so. And if your family goes to Bucky's and you go into Bucky's, what do you have to leave with?
Either beaver nuggets or pickles.
Pickles?
I love pickles.
Pickles?
Mm-hmm.
So you've got like one of the greatest assortments of fudge. You've got all kinds of food, all kinds of desserts, all kinds of candies, and you're going to get pickles?
Yep, I get them on every road trip.
Okay. All right. Well, that's unique. Do you like the dill pickle or the sweet pickle?
Dill.
What about hot pickles?
Nope.
No, shouldn't hurt to eat?
No.
Okay, fair enough. Okay, so you play a little bit of soccer.
Yeah.
That was a joke. How many soccer teams were you on so far this year?
This year, only one, because I am on my club team.
Okay.
Which I've been doing for a couple of years now.
And you play pretty much every weekend.
Yeah, about.
Okay, all right. And what do you want to be when you grow up?
I want to be a nurse.
What's your favorite subject in school?
Math.
Okay. Good, good. I like that. So you want to be a nurse? Any particular specialty in nursing that you're most interested in?
I do want to work with, like, young babies.
Okay. All right. Hope Church has already produced a couple of those, you know.
Yep.
We've got a couple of NICU nurses and pediatric nurses, so you're in good company. All right. Okay. So when we went over the Lord's Prayer initially, what aspect of the Lord's Prayer came most naturally to you?
Asking for my needs.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's pretty fair. Yeah. If you're like anything like me in my prayer life, that's what I usually pray for. And sometimes that's all I pray for, which is kind of sad because I should be better than that. So it comes natural to pray for our needs, the things we need in this world. And which aspect of the Lord's Prayer did you feel like you wanted to understand better?
Definitely, like, your kingdom come, your will be done.
Okay. So this idea that Jesus tells us to pray for God's kingdom to come to earth as it is in heaven. Mm-hmm. Okay. So when we were looking at that idea of the kingdom, you had, I don't know, I gave you about 12 different passages to read through.
Yep.
And you picked this passage out of Colossians chapter 1. Mm-hmm. Why did you pick it?
Well, I remember we were sitting in Chick-fil-A meeting, and you told me to look through the passages, and this one I found just really, like, just kind of reminded me of all of the things about God's kingdom and how it can come down to earth.
Okay. And this passage is actually a prayer, right? Paul is opening his letter to the church in Colossae with a prayer, and that this passage includes some of the aspects of the Lord's Prayer. Do you remember those that are mentioned here?
Yeah. So the ones that are mentioned in the...
under the heading, how did you arrive at this passage, at the top of page 3 in my notes?
I can't find it.
Okay. So it talks about God as our Father.
Father.
Yes. Yeah. It also mentions his kingdom, his will, and this idea of forgiveness, right? So there's several components. If we say the Lord's Prayer has, say, 6 different components, 4 of those are mentioned in the prayer that Paul opens the letter to Colossians with. So it's a good example of how to pray using some of the concepts that are in the Lord's Prayer. And what do we need to know about this passage before we read it?
The Apostle Paul is writing to a church that was started by one of his converts.
Who has a funny name.
Yeah.
You remember his name?
I forgot how to say it. I was saying it so many times last night that I forgot.
Epaphras. All right. So Paul's writing. Paul didn't start the church. We don't think Paul started this church. We think one of his followers went to this town and started the church there. And now Paul's writing to this church, this letter. Okay. And he opens the letter. How does he open the letter?
He opens it with a strong example of how we are to pray in order to bring God's kingdom down to earth.
Excellent. And you're going to read Colossians chapter 1, verses 3 through 14 for us?
Okay.
All right.
We will always thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, when we pray for you. Since we heard of your faith in Jesus, in Christ Jesus, and of the love that you have for all the saints, because of the hope laid up for you in heaven, of this you've heard before in the word of the truth, the gospel, which has come to you as indeed in the whole world it is, bearing fruit and increasing, as it also does among you since the day you heard it and understood the grace of God in truth, just as you learned it from Epaphras, our beloved fellow servant. He is a faithful minister of Christ on your behalf and has made known to us your love in the Spirit. And so from the day we heard, we have not ceased to pray for you, asking that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding, so as to walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing him, bearing fruits in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God, being strengthened with all power according to his glorious might, for all endurance and patience with joy, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of the saints in light. He has delivered us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins.
Excellent.
That one's all right. One.
Good job.
Thank you.
So you picked this passage because it is an example. It sort of demonstrates some of the ways in which we can bring God's kingdom down to earth. So we're picking up on that line from the Lord's Prayer, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And take us through what you see in this passage that demonstrate how we can bring God's kingdom down to earth. Take us through it. What do you see?
Well, in verses 3 through 12, it's teaching us how to make a big kingdom sandwich.
A big sandwich.
Big sandwich.
All right. Why a sandwich?
Because it starts out giving thanks.
Okay.
And then it affirms others. Then it prays for others. And then it ends off giving thanks again.
So there's giving thanks at both ends of this passage, and that kind of creates the sandwich, all right? The big kingdom sandwich, that's called a Dagwood, by the way. Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard that phrase before?
Nope. Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right. You know what a Dagwood is, yes. Mm-hmm. All right, I just dated myself, but that's not important right now. Okay, so take us through what we see here, this idea that we begin, this prayer begins with giving thanks. Take us through all the things that you found in this passage.
Yeah, so in verse 3, it's giving thanks to the people in God's kingdom.
Okay.
Verses 4 through 8, it's affirming the people in God's kingdom of their faith, hope, and love, their growth in the gospel. And in verses 7 through 8, it's the people spreading God's word.
Good. So Paul opens by praying for, by giving thanks for these people that are in this church that he didn't start, but one of his followers started. And he's very much, while he's giving thanks, he's also affirming them. So one of the things I love about you is your faith is just so sincere, right? When I see you at youth group or at church or in any other context where there's, you know, prayer or Bible study, you're not faking it, right? You're just really sincere about what you believe, and you're not in anybody's face about it. You're just sincerely who you are, and your faith is very genuine. And so I can see that, and I want to call that out. I want to affirm that in you, right? And you see Paul here doing exactly that for this group of believers. He's saying, I see it. I see it in you. I see this thing that is really hard to define, but here are the ways that it shows up. You have faith, you express hope, and you express love. And so I see you grow. I see you spreading God's word, right? And so all these things I see in you, Paul is seeing in this church in, I don't know where it is, somewhere in Colossae, where that's like today would be, like, I don't know, like Hungary or something, Romania, I don't know. It's at the top of the European part above Greece up there. Yeah, okay, we'll look that up. But, okay, so you see him giving thanks and affirming these believers for what he sees in them. What else do you see him doing? Like in verses 9 through 12.
He's praying for the people in God's kingdom.
Good. So he actively prays for them, and has someone, he's like, as he's praying, someone's writing down his prayer. This is pretty cool. We get a first century actual prayer in recorded for us. And so how does he pray for God's people?
He prays for deeper spiritual insight.
Okay. And what is that?
It's the knowledge of God's will or in spiritual wisdom and understanding.
Okay. And so when you go to school and you go to math class, you gain knowledge of how to math, whatever that is. I'm not really a math guy. I think it's great. Don't get me wrong. But you gain in knowledge that's up here. How do you gain in knowledge that's spiritual? Paul talks about, he prays for their spiritual understanding and knowledge. What is that?
It's where they can, like, know more about God.
Okay.
And more about his word.
Okay. And it's, you just answered the question.
Yeah.
Like, that's where we learn more, right? We open his word. He opens our hearts. He speaks through his word. We grow. Okay? So he prays for deeper spiritual insight. And what else does he pray for?
For their growth and maturity.
Good. And he talks about them bearing fruit. What does fruit do?
It grows.
And what do you do with it after it's grown?
You eat it.
You eat it. And what does that do for you? Before a soccer game, does one of the moms bring a bunch of orange slices for halftime, maybe?
No.
No?
No.
They should.
Our halftime is really short, so
okay.
We don't have time to eat.
Do you ever have fruit? You eat fruit?
Yeah,
what
sometimes.
What does it do for you when you eat it?
I mean, it makes you less hungry.
Makes you less hungry. And what does it do for your body?
It energizes it.
Gives it energy, helps it. Grow and live and thrive. And okay, and so Paul's praying for this group of people that they would bear spiritual fruit in their lives that would be ways in which people around them could be nourished and grown spiritually. Keep going. What else do you see?
He prays for their strength, patience, and joy.
Well, I don't need any of that.
I mean, you do.
No. I'm abundantly patient. Always. Aren't you?
No.
No? Okay. So here's this example of prayer from the Apostle Paul. He's praying for spiritual insight, spiritual growth, and spiritual strength, patience, and joy. That's an interesting thing to pray for. Why do we need that?
I mean, spiritual joy and patience and, like, we need all that stuff just, like, because we need patience, because we need patience, because we all get, like, patience, it's easier to, like, talk with people and...
If you have,
like,
patience.
Yeah, if you have patience.
You don't need patience with your two little sisters.
I do. Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right, just checking. Okay. Okay. So we have this beautiful example of prayer and these things that Paul wants to see this group of Christians develop in their lives. And then how does he end his prayer?
He gives thanks for the people in God's kingdom.
He already did that.
He does it again.
He does it again. All right. yeah, I think that is probably something like I personally need to do more often. Is just stop and give God thanks for the people in my life, right? And so he begins by giving thanks, and he concludes the prayer by giving thanks. And then what does he do in verses 13 and 14?
He brings it all back to the cross.
Okay, and talk to me about how he does that. What does he say? Read verse 13 for us, and then we'll talk about it.
Okay. He has delivered us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son.
Okay, so this is the point where the passage kind of comes back to this idea of the kingdom. And Paul has sort of given us an example. If you want God's kingdom to come to earth, pray and give thanks and affirm the other Christians and pray for them and develop their faith. The fruit of their faith, and then give thanks again. And then he says this thing about being taken from the realm of darkness into the kingdom of light. Talk us through what he's saying here.
So it's how he removes us from the darkness and moves us into his kingdom.
The cross.
The cross.
The cross is how he does that. Okay. So Paul is going back to, he's like, okay, we're Christians because of what God has done for us. And I'm going to show you how to affirm faith. I'm going to show you how to pray. But I have to remind all of us, the one thing we have in common is that we were purchased on the cross. That's where it all comes kind of down to earth. That's where God's kingdom was established on earth, if you will. So take us through those two components.
So he purchased our redemption.
Good.
And he established our forgiveness.
Okay, again, this is what the cross does, right? And I loved the fact when we were going over this, A, that you chose this passage. This is a really rich piece of scripture. And it really just lands with both feet in the ground of the cross, right? Like, this is what we have in common. This is who we are. So Paul has given us some examples of how to realize God's kingdom on earth through prayer and affirmation. What is the kingdom of God?
It's a place where there's no sin and we can be with God forever.
Okay. And so this concept of a place where God reigns, where there's no sin, where we have an eternal home, what does it mean for to pray for God's kingdom to come to earth as it is in heaven?
We're praying for earth to be more like heaven, for there to be more joy, peace, harmony, his love, and his word.
Okay, is that going to be, are we going to do that perfectly?
No.
So God wants us to bring more of his joy and peace and love into the world. When we don't do that well, what do?
We pray.
We pray for
his kingdom to come down to earth.
Okay, that'll work. Talk to me a little bit about what a kingdom is. So in earthly terms, what is a kingdom?
A kingdom is where a man and a woman, or maybe just a woman or just a man, rules over the land and the people.
Okay. So it's a domain or an area of authority for a ruler. And how does a king or a queen maintain order within their kingdom?
If somebody does something wrong, they have the power to punish or kill them.
Okay. So they have the power of the sword to punish or execute, and that maintains order, right? Because you don't want to get punished, no. So you're going to do what the queen wants, right?
Yep.
Okay. And then how does a king or a queen compel their subjects to obedience?
A king or a queen can compel obedience through fear and punishment.
Okay. So they're using those human tools of fear and punishment to rule over, to keep order, to keep their kingdom working. What about God's kingdom? How is it different?
It's built on love and sacrifice, not fear and punishment.
Okay. Talk to me about that.
Well, he took our punishment upon himself, and he willingly accepted the death that we deserved. He offered himself as a sacrifice for our forgiveness.
Okay. So in God's kingdom, there's still this idea of punishment and death, but who does it land on?
Jesus.
On Jesus. Okay, well put. I need to give you a gold star for that. That was a good children's chat answer. Good girl. All right. You've been listening.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So you use these words. We were talking about God's kingdom, this idea that there's still punishment for sin and there's still death as a result of our sin. But God compels our obedience through grace and love. And then you used a phrase that I loved, that in God's kingdom,
grace is extended and we are invited in.
Good. Grace is extended to us and we are invited in. We're not compelled by fear or punishment. We're compelled by love, and it's an invitation into his presence. Okay, so review for us. This is a summary of your message. How do we bring more of that, of God's kingdom of love and invitation and grace? How do we bring more of that to earth?
We can spread his word, share his love, and make the kingdom sandwich, which starts off with giving thanks, then affirm others, pray for others, then give thanks again, and then we can watch his love spread.
Awesome. Anything else that you wanted to say about bringing God's kingdom to earth?
No, I think we've covered everything.
All right. That's good for now. Well done. Would you like to dial and I'll hang up?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Do it.
Dear Lord, thank you again for this time that I get to be up here and preach to the church about your kingdom. Thank you for everything and sacrificing your son for us. And please watch over everybody in this room and everybody else that needs some peace within themselves. Mm.
Lord, we thank you for the call to be those who bring your kingdom down to earth to exist here as it exists in heaven. And we thank you that you are the God of grace who invites us into this eternal place of relationship with you, where we get to enjoy your love and experience your peace. I thank you for Izzy and all the hard work that she did to engage your word and open up this theme for us. And I pray that this would continue to bear fruit in all of our lives, that as we pray, we actively seek ways in which we can all do better at bringing your kingdom down to earth to spread your love and your word in this world. Lord, fill us with your Holy Spirit that we might better reflect who you are in this dark and hurting world, that we might shine your light and your love to those around us. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Great work.
Thank you.
All right. So. Very, very, very. Love you. Good job. We come this morning to the Lord's table, and I would remind us all that this table does not belong to Hope Church. This table belongs to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and it is open to all of those for whom he has died for the forgiveness of their sins. And so, as we come to his table, I want to read to you some words from Scripture that the Apostle Paul gave to the church in Corinth to help them understand what this table is, what it means, and how we are to approach it. That as we come forward today, we are coming forward in hope, we're coming forward in faith, we're coming forward in the context of God's love for us through Jesus Christ. And it is in that truth, that grace, that peace, that we come to this table to renew our faith, to restore our souls, to find strength and renewal and grace again and again. I'm going to read these words to you, and then I'm going to say a quick prayer, and then I'll invite you to come forward and partake. The Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is broken for you. Take and eat. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, also, he took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." In the same way, also, he took the cup. I'm sorry, I already said that part. "For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Whoever therefore eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty concerning the body and blood of the Lord. Let a person examine himself then, and so eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For anyone who eats and drinks without discerning the body eats and drinks judgment on himself." And of course, the whole point of this table is that all of God's judgment and wrath against the sin of his people was taken by Christ on the cross. That we are to come to this table in a spirit of grace and freedom and joy, to know that our sins are forgiven and we are called into God's kingdom to dwell there in his love forever. I'm going to just say a quick prayer and then you'll be invited to come forward and partake. God, our loving Father, we thank you for the gift of your table, for inviting us to come to you. We ask that you would set aside this bread and wine from their common use and use them now for for the purpose of renewing our souls and our faith in you. Remind us of the love that you have demonstrated to us by the sacrifice of your Son, the forgiveness and grace that are eternally ours because of what he did for us. Lord, fill us with your Holy Spirit. Renew us today and deepen and strengthen the faith that you have planted within us. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. You are invited forward at this time. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes. That which was from the beginning, which we have seen with our eyes, which we looked upon and have touched with our hands concerning the word of life. The life was made manifest, and we have seen it and testify to it and proclaim to you the eternal life, which was with the Father and was made manifest to us. That which we have seen and heard, we proclaim also to you, so that you too may have fellowship with us. And indeed, our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. And we are writing these things so that our joy may be complete. This is the message we have heard from him and proclaim to you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say we have fellowship with him while we walk in the darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say we have not sinned, we make him a liar and his word is not in us. My little children, I am writing these things to you so that you may not sin. But if anyone does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. He is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. And by this we know that we have come to know him if we keep his commandments. Whoever says, I know him, but does not keep his commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoever keeps his word, in him truly the love of God is perfected. By this we may know that we are in him. Whoever says he abides in him ought to walk in the same way in which he walked. Beloved, I am writing you no new commandment, but an old commandment that you have had from the beginning. The old commandment is the word that you have heard. At the same time, it is a new commandment that I am writing to you, which is true in him and in you, because the darkness is passing away, and the true light is already shining. Whoever says he is in the light and hates his brother is still in darkness. Whoever loves his brother abides in the light, and in him there is no cause for stumbling. Whoever hates his brother is in the darkness and walks in the darkness and does not know where he is going, because the darkness has blinded his eyes. I am writing to you, little children, because your sins are forgiven for his name's sake. I am writing to you, fathers, because you know him who is from the beginning. I am writing to you, young men, because you have overcome the evil one. I write to you, children, because you know the Father. I write to you, fathers, because you know him who is from the beginning. I write to you, young men, because you are strong and the word of God abides in you, and you have overcome the evil one. Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the desires of the flesh and the desires of the eyes and pride of life, is not from the Father, but is from the world. And the world is passing away with all its desires, but whoever does the will of God abides forever.
Stand and sing one last song with us this morning. One, two, three, four, five, six.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, all creatures here below.
yourself, Padre Celestial. Alino nuestro Redentor. Ya viene el Consolador. Unidos todos a alabar. Amén. Amén. Amén.
Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Amen and amen. And I did like how the amens were in Spanish and then they were in English. That was good. Yeah. You're all bilingual now. That's good. Amen. Amen. Ancient tradition that began at the very first worship service where God assembled his people in his name. And he told their pastor, don't let them leave without hearing words of blessing from me. And so, weirdly, Moses had some kind of speech impediment. He was not competent as a speaker. And so he tapped his brother Aaron to read these words. God gave them to Moses. Moses was like, yeah, I'm not good at this. Calls his brother over and says, will you please speak these words from God over his people? And so today you stand in an ocean of souls who have heard these words of blessing, of peace, of truth, that these words are given to you to redefine who you are. So that instead of listening to those voices in our heads, we listen to the voice of God through his word to give shape to who we are, to how we live. Will you open your hearts, receive the blessing of our Lord today, and let it move through you into the week ahead. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, amen. May you go in his peace. Great job, Izzy. And Kendall, how many instruments do you play? Thank you.